It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, climate change is one possible culprit in a huge reduction in the number of insects worldwide. We'll talk about what's going on and what it can mean for animals that eat those bugs and for us. First, the campaigns for Wisconsin governor are entering the home stretch. Just today, Governor Scott Walker is making his closing argument for a third term with a new TV ad, and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers is releasing new fundraising totals. The two are also getting ready for visits from more big-name supporters. All this comes after their second and final debate Friday at UW-Milwaukee. The two touched on familiar themes there, including healthcare, roads, and education funding, but they also got into some issues that haven't gotten as much attention, like climate change and immigration. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the debate. Aside from climate change and immigration, which we'll get into in a moment, did we learn anything new and big in this debate?
You know, not really. The debate primarily saw the two candidates really rehashing their policy positions and sort of some of the differences that they've had throughout the campaign. So for maybe some folks that haven't been paying too close of attention to the minutiae, it was a good primer for them to get them kind of up to date on everything. So we saw them really kind of focusing on those primary issues.
And Laurel, I know you were covering this debate. It feels like somehow the debates this year in the various races have been more under the radar than I remember in past elections, even though this is a pretty big election. A lot of people are paying attention. Is that just me, or are you feeling that too?
You know, I think that there's so much going on in the news cycle right now that it's easy for the debates to be overshadowed. So, you know, I don't have a lot of frame of reference for previous debates. This is actually the first Walker campaign that I've covered, believe it or not. But I think that it's arguable to say that there have been so many things going on lately in this sort of deluge of news that the debates can kind of fall behind all the rest of that stuff.
Well, if people did overlook this debate, you are here to catch them up a little bit. recap a little bit about what they had to say about healthcare, Laurel.
So healthcare has really been, I think, arguably the biggest issue in this race, particularly pre-existing conditions and required coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. And both of the candidates say they support that. But when you get past that sort of surface level commitment, their ideas of how to provide that coverage are different. So they outlined that a little bit during the debate. Walker talked about how you can support coverage for pre-existing conditions without defending the Affordable Care Act and the requirement that's part of that act. He said there can be a state-backed solution, whereas Tony Evers says he supports the pre-existing condition coverage that's in the Affordable Care Act. So that's the big split between those two on that issue. There is also another important aspect of the healthcare debate, and that's the Medicaid expansion. Evers says he wants to take that money from the federal government to expand the program. Walker has said he does not want to take it. He's refused it in the past, saying that it might come with additional costs down the road.
And transportation has been a big back and forth issue all through this campaign. The Evers campaign and Democrats saying Governor Walker's neglected roads, Governor Walker accusing Evers of supporting big hikes potentially in the gas tax. Mm-hmm. How did this play out on Friday?
So Walker said, I think it was one of the most catchy lines of the debate. You know, they're kind of trying to work those into the debate, those zingers. That's an opportunity to really have a statement that resonates with people. And one of Walker's particularly strong statements during the debate was about potential tax increases. And he said, folks, if Tony Evers is your governor, you need to hang on to your wallets and hang on to your purses, because he won't tell you how much he's going to raise taxes, and that should concern you. So this is really something that the governor has focused on in these final weeks of the campaign, is that Evers has said he's open to considering a gas tax increase, but he hasn't said exactly how much he would be willing to raise the gas tax. Now, he has said $1 a gallon increases too much. So we know that that's certainly the ceiling, but between nothing and $1 is somewhere where it's falling, I guess.
talking about Friday's debate between Governor Walker and Superintendent Evers in the race for governor. Laurel White with us, Wisconsin Public Radio state capitol reporter. And Laurel, climate change, an issue that hasn't come up as much in this campaign. What did Evers say he's going to do about climate change as governor?
Mm-hmm. So this was particularly interesting and something we really had an eye out for in this last debate. What's an issue that's going to come up that we really haven't heard about? Because sometimes debate moderators do choose to kind of go that way with their debate to get some news happening there. So Evers weighed in on climate change, and I believe we actually have a clip from him. This is what he had to say about climate change and policy under Governor Walker in Wisconsin.
I believe in science. We're going to bring back science to the state of Wisconsin. We have to start making decisions based on science.
So talk a little more about that and then Governor Walker's response.
So Evers there is talking about, he kind of led into that quote by talking about how language about climate change has been removed from the State Department of Natural Resources website. People might remember that story. And he said that that's not something he supports. He wants to put more money into funding scientists at the State Department of Natural Resources. And interestingly, he said he wants the head of the DNR to be an independent appointment that's confirmed by the state legislature, not just appointed by the governor. So it's more of an independent position, not a political position. And then Walker's response to that is that he believes that the environment is incredibly important. He weighed in, interestingly, in the beginning of his statement about the causes of climate change. So I think we have a clip from the governor as well, and he talks about that and then sort of the balance between the economy and the environment. So here's the governor.
And when you look at the effects of the changing effects of weather patterns here and around the world, it's a combination of things. And the actions of human beings are one piece of a larger puzzle. I've said for years, one of the best ways to be green is to make green or save green, meaning if you can make things economically sustainable, you can make them environmentally sustainable as well. The two don't have to be competing with each other.
Yeah, so what he talked about after that was sort of the economic development programs that he has supported as through his administration that he says respond to climate change and work for a cleaner environment. He talked about job training for people that enter these so-called green careers. So things like installing energy efficient systems. He talked in particular about a training program for incarcerated individuals. So when they leave state custody, they can go into these types of careers. And he said that's the kind of solution we need.
And then immigration came up. I understand it was there a little bit in the first debate. This time they're asked about so-called sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. What do they have to say about that?
So when they talk about sanctuary cities for people that aren't familiar, are the cities that pass policies that make it illegal to report someone for their immigration status to the federal government. And some cities across Wisconsin have passed local policies to declare themselves sanctuary cities. And someone asked, one of the moderators asked Tony Evers whether he would support the entire state of Wisconsin becoming a sanctuary state. And he said that that isn't a priority for him, that he believes that that should remain a local decision, a thing that municipalities can decide on a case-by-case basis. The governor, as sometimes happens in debates, didn't get asked that specific question, so we don't know where he would stand on that. But we do know that he wasn't particularly, he didn't weigh in strongly, I guess is the right way to say it, on a bill that was in the state legislature this past session about sanctuary cities that would have actually made them illegal in Wisconsin. He said he was okay with that bill not passing.
Debates are done now. Laurel, what are you watching for? It's a week and a day now till the big voting day, early voting, of course, going on as we speak. What's up next?
So there's a lot going on this week. Of course, we had the big visits last week from President Trump and President Obama. More of that continuing this week. Not presidents, of course, but still some pretty high-profile figures. We have former Vice President Joe Biden coming to Milwaukee and Madison tomorrow. We have the son of President Trump, Eric Trump, is coming to, I believe, Wisconsin Rapids and Sheboygan to campaign with Congressman Grothman and Leah Vukmir. So we're continuing to get these kind of big rallies, and I'm sure we'll get some more ads in the coming days.
We'll watch for that, Laurel. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. We talked through about the final debate for governor between Scott Walker and Tony Evers.